Everyone, and welcome back to a new episode of Crystal Ball Clarity of It All. I'm your host, Crystal Fox. Each and every episode, I am bringing you mindset tips to help you through life's foggy moments into mental clarity. I am breaking the stigma and sharing my mental health journey along the way, since I am a firm believer that stepping into your purpose allows you to live in the power of your story. Now, this is another Clarity Conversation. It's a short form episode so that you can listen to us on the go. My guest and I are celebrating our birthday months. It is February and it's full of fashion. Now, with that being said, she is a personal fashion stylist who helps women express themselves through fashion so they look current, feel confident, and stay true to themselves. She has worked on commercial shoots in New York City since the 90s and has styled women of all shapes and sizes, including Carrie Underwood, Tina Fey, and Serena Williams. Now, please help me in welcoming Alicia Lincoln to Crystal Ball Clarity of It All. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Crystal. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Me too. And, you know, it is our birthday month. We literally are within days of each other. So I just want to say happy early birthday.
Happy early birthday to you, Aquarius season.
Aquarius. So if you have a birthday too, please reach out to us, show some love on social media. Now, today we are talking about fashion, of course, what it means to us and how it brings us confidence in the color therapy that we get from it. Alicia, I would love for you to explain, what does fashion mean to you? And really, what were your first steps into fashion?
Yes, of course. Well, I got my start working in New York City on commercial shoots way back in the 90s. And I was styling on big magazine jobs with celebrities and for ads. And it was super fun. I loved it. I was a freelance fashion stylist and I worked with really cool people. Everyone was very creative. And that's how I got my start. But it wasn't until more recently, a few years ago, when I started working with private clients, everyday professional women, and I started to notice there was this theme. I was working with these women, and these women were all successful, competent women in their lives, yet they were all starting their days from this place of frustration. And the frustration was coming from getting dressed. And usually it was a battle that they were having between their body and their wardrobe. And specifically for my first private styling client, she had very large breasts and she saw that as a liability. She saw that as something that she should hide, be ashamed of. And it was something that made her frustrated. And when I realized that this is how she's starting her day, and there's just so many other women, whether it's big breasts, whether it's their thighs, whether it's their stomach, whatever it is, for me, it could be my hands, right? Everybody, most women have some issue and it's holding them back. And so for me, styling, fashion, clothing has always been fun. It has always been about creative self-expression. It's about having fun, seeing what you can create, and getting dressed and showing up in that energy of creativity, which leads to confidence. So when I saw that these women were struggling, that's when I decided that it really made a lot more sense for me to use my gifts and talents to help these women find more fun with styling, have more fun with fashion, and also gain the understanding and the clarity of how to get dressed with more ease. So that's what I do today, is I help everyday real women show up with more confidence in their clothes.
So good. And so many things that you said right there, one of them being creativity. I think often the question, especially with, you know, being authentic on social media, which I've spoken to you before, a lot of people are like, well, why dress up for everyone else? But the true reason is that we're dressing for ourselves and we're expressing our creativeness. Like, there are so many ways that I have picked out pieces in my closet that is like art to me, or an expression of how I feel, or how about just literally words that are telling everyone, like, this is me. Like, I have one that says, one that says, I need the 90s love and R&B kind of love. Like, it literally just plasters it right on my chest. And then another thing you said is, well, the tatas. I am someone that definitely has had to deal with that situation. And finding clothes was extremely, extremely hard growing up. Like, I could have used you in high school, middle school, like waving a white flag to come save me, because so many times I just felt like, well, fashion wasn't for me because of my size. And I couldn't really find things that worked for my body, especially in a small town where you do not have really any access to different styles of clothes, let alone fast fashion that we see today. So boobs, yes. Insecurities, that is something I decided to step into plus size clothing. I told you I worked for Torrid, and it was such an eye opener to see exactly what you're saying. Like, waking up and you will hear women, and I mean, all different kinds of people, just express their insecurities of really just shaming their bodies and their outlook on it. Now, for me, especially for plus size, like, the arms come into play. Have you had clients don't want to show their arms?
Oh, I have clients who don't want to show their, today I worked with a woman who doesn't want to show her arms. I have clients who don't want to show their knees. They all have specific areas. And let's be real, you know, this is something that's been coming down at us since we were little, right? The fashion industry, the media, they have been showing us that only one type of woman looks good in her clothes, right? She's usually tall, she's thin, and she's white, okay? And so that's how we were brought up. So if you don't fit into that, oh, and another important thing, she's young, right? So if you don't fit into that mold, then you're led to believe that there's something wrong with you. Now, fortunately, things have changed since when we were younger, and I'm happy that there's more size inclusion, there's more diversity. There's still a long way to go, but things have changed. And the fact that, you know, you were saying that you worked at Torrid in the plus size industry, you know, so there's a lot more inspiration available for us to find if we want it, right? We don't only have to see one type of woman anymore. They're showing more variation in that. Thankfully, because I have a 13-year-old daughter, and I don't want her growing up in the same way that I was, thinking that it had to be this way, because it's like what we were saying. If you don't fit into that mold, you're made to feel that there's something wrong with you. So wanting to hide and wanting to cover up, not show your arms, not show your knees, that becomes ingrained in your personal style. That becomes your personal style. It becomes about hiding.
Oh, hiding. And Lord knows I've done a lot of that before, especially all in black. And I guess it was just kind of how I was feeling during a certain portion of my life, was definitely hiding. Now, can you give us just like a few tips on how you get your clients to shake and just like kind of own the body that they're living in?
Self-acceptance, body acceptance is a huge part of the work that I do with my clients. And it starts with awareness. You can't really change anything until you have awareness. So one of the things I do with my clients is I help them see themselves in a different way. So they come to me and they, let's just use the arms as examples. They come to me thinking that their arms are horrible and they need to be covered. So part of my job is to show them their arms from a more subjective place, showing them the way I see their arms and the way other people are seeing their arms. So one thing I recommend for everyone to do if you're struggling with this is, instead of looking at yourself in the mirror, take a picture of yourself and bring the subjectivity of when you remove yourself out of the equation. So for example, if you're getting dressed to go to work or to go out and see some friends and you want to see how you look, instead of looking in the mirror, snap a photo of yourself, because that's going to make you see yourself in a different way. So that's part of the work that I do, is I help my clients see themselves in a different way so that they can stop feeling that they need to hide, that there's something wrong with their arms. And this is their arms, right? So body acceptance, it can be really hard to go from, I hate my arms, to I love my arms. So let's go to a more neutral place from I hate my arms to these are my arms. And just stay with that for a little bit in that neutrality before you can build on that. And then I'll say, okay, how do you feel about wearing sleeveless? And I had a client today, she doesn't like her arms. And I asked her specifically, initially she told me that she likes to cover her arms. And then today we were looking at clothes for, because we're focusing on spring, summer. And I said, how do you feel about going sleeveless? And she's like, well, maybe I'll try it. So opening up to experimentation and trying new things is so key. And when you do that with an expert like myself under my guidance, it feels a lot safer. And then you build your confidence from there so that you can move forward doing it on your own.
I think that is such great advice, because I think all of us, again, can look at something that we're trying to hide. And it really takes a stepping process to kind of get there, because we can get in our own way. Negative Nancy shows up in our head. I know that she likes to tune in once in a great while, even for myself. And I know and owned the body that I'm in. Now, you bring up confidence, which I think is a huge part, and something that I always get asked, especially as, you know, a curvy woman, I will always get the question, how are you so confident? And at first I have to say, I used to step back and be like, are they just asking me this because I'm like big? Like, you know, what's the real underlining? Like, I shouldn't be confident because I'm big. But I think people were inquiring just because I have always just been that person that embraced, how can I say, I get excited about fashion. Like I said, tapping into my creativity and finding things that I loved and also things that fit my body shape. That made me feel confident. I was able to be in the clothes that I loved. I got to pick and create a message per se and everything that I was doing. And people would just be astonished because of course we're all like kind of suffering with that confidence piece. And a lot of people don't want to step out of their comfort zone, especially after 2020, into new pieces, because let's be real, we've been living in like sweatpants and sweatshirts to be comfortable at home. And I'm a firm believer you can still be confident in those. But I think that there's also like the expression piece of clothing that has helped me just even elevate my day sometimes. I even have been following a TikToker and she does dressing up for my mental health. And she gets so excited over like a little hat that she's wearing that day. And you just like feel the energy. You like see her enthusiasm of like, oh, I got to show you this piece that I got. And it just really elevates that confidence. Like truly fashion can affect your mental health and confidence. So have you ever gotten the question, like, how are you so confident?
You know, I love that you're asking that question, because that is what I believe draws my clients to me, because I'm not like a fashionista and I don't have all these fabulous outfits. It's that I'm very free with my style and how I dress. I'm comfortable in my skin. And that is what I think draws my clients to me. That's what they're interested in. It's not, you know, you look at fashion influencers or fashion bloggers and you're drawn in because of the clothes that they're wearing and they're promoting, but that's not what I'm doing. And for me, it has always just been something that's been fun, easy. And the key here is it's always been about my own self-expression, just like what you were talking about. So I really dress to express how I want to feel, and I have fun with it. So that's the thing, is that so many women are bogged down by their bodies and their clothing. Oh, the closets is a whole other episode to talk about women in their closets. But women are holding on. They're holding on to a lot of clothes in their closet, things that don't fit, things that they wish had fit, right? So it's about being able to be present in your skin, in the body that you are today, and having fun. And yes, it does help when you have the skills. There's a certain styling skills that you can learn so that you understand how to use clothes to complement your body. Once you start doing that and you start building those skills, then it definitely gets easier, because then you start to train your eye and you start to recognize what looks good. But it is really just about being comfortable in your own skin. And that's what women want. Women want to be comfortable in their own skin and then have fun with clothing to express that.
Yes. And another thing too, which you brought up, one, I could talk about closets all day. I definitely need a tour, and we should do a future episode together on closets and like releasing the old you.
Yes.
And just even bringing that up, I know that we wanted to talk about color therapy, because that's also picking pieces. Like for me, pink and yellow. So yellow is very bright. It's full of energy. And then pinks is actually, it helps with like anxiety and aggression, believe it or not. I was like, go figure, those would be a part of my brand colors, because yes, definitely. So what do you say about the colors that we're picking? Because I know a lot of people go straight to like all black, but colors are around us every single day and impact our mental health, whether we want to believe it or not. And it impacts even the fashion that we're wearing.
Yes. Well, my approach to color is twofold. So as a stylist, I look at color physically and its physical properties, and then I look at it energetically. So physically, I look at color in how it resonates with my client's skin, hair, and eyes, right? So does it make her look more vibrant? Does it make her look more alive, right? So that's the physical properties of color. And then there's the energetic components of color that are also really important, because certain colors are going to enliven us and they're going to energize us. So for example, for me, I'm having a red moment. And that's the other thing, is this can change as far as the way you're drawn to colors, depending on where you're at in your life and what you're going through. You know, you can look at astrology if you want to. I've had an astrology tell me certain things. I'm a little into astrology. So it depends on what you're in, going through in your life, that you may be drawn to different colors. You know, the fact is that black is a power color, right? So black really does convey power and executive presence, right? But for me right now, I'm very much into red. And it turns out that red is actually a color that is complementary for my skin, hair, and eyes. So what I find with my clients is that once they learn their color palettes that harmonize with their natural colors, meaning their skin, hair, and their eyes, they tend to be drawn towards those colors more and more as you become aware of those. So I think that choosing colors that energize you and make you look vibrant is definitely something that I recommend. And I know also that if I am feeling like a little, it's kind of cold outside and a little bit down, when I do put on a vibrant color, it does lift me up and it does put me in a better mood. And it makes me feel more ready. And that's what we want our clothing to do. We want our clothes to help us feel ready for whatever is coming at us.
Oh, yes. I love that you said that, because I'm someone who definitely fluctuates into the red and even blue. I laugh because when I was doing more research into it, it was like white is very like crisp, and it says it's like forgiving. Like I definitely have my woo side. So I love that you brought up astrology, and I would love to have that conversation too. But my house is literally white and gray, talking about a white and gray. And then all of my brand colors I was looking at, and I was like, wow. Then I stepped into my closet and I'm like, oh, these are exact like gray, black, pink, blue, all shades, all different kinds. And I was like, yeah, this makes complete sense, because that's what I just gravitate towards, just like you were saying. And it definitely lifts me up. Now, there is something about just putting on something bright, especially towards my face, that I just am like, let's go. That's why I always like getting ready for my interviews. I just feel more on point, and it just makes me feel good. Now, those days when I am stuck inside and we got winter, that is when I'm pulling out something comfortable that can be against, you know, warm, comfy against my skin. And, you know, I think that we can have both. We can have the comfort and still be confident in it. And it just have that self-expression that really in tune helps us with our mental health daily, like from anxiety, depression. Like there was an entire list of just how many things really helped us on a mental health level, just from the colors, like even appetite. I was like, oh, that makes sense. If you look at all of like the restaurants, like especially fast food, they're using the the red and yellow because it triggers that in your brain to have the appetite to want to eat. And I don't know about you, but I love McDonald's fries. I wish I didn't. But at the end of the day, like, those colors are used every day around us to help us make decisions, per se, on a marketing aspect, or to tap into a certain creativeness for us. Sometimes we do it like very unconsciously. Don't you agree?
Yes. You know what's a really great, fun tip that I'm going to share with you?
Yes.
If you are having one of those days where you're feeling a little like, I want to feel comfortable, I want to feel cozy, that's all good. I love my sweatpants. Have a really good lipstick collection, because if you can pop on a strong, colorful lip, that is going to change everything, especially for your Zoom game, right? So having some lipsticks can really make a difference in how, and to boost your mood. So if you've got your comfy, cozy clothes on, put on a strong lip, and that will also empower you and boost your mood.
That is a good one. Now, I usually go for like the pinks and reds. I used to rock purple and blue. However, I use them all up. So I'm going to take that tip, and then I'm probably going to tag you in a photo this upcoming week for sure. I have one last question. Now, you have worked with models and celebrities. Did you see them struggling with confidence themselves?
So generally speaking, everyone was always very professional. So that's a big difference in the work that I do. Working with models and celebrities, they're professionals and they're very used to getting dressed and having their picture taken. So it is, you know, it's just going through the motions for them. And whereas working with everyday real women, it is not like that at all, right? There's way more emotion attached to it. So generally speaking, it was a very professional experience where we just did what we needed to do to get the shot. But I will say, I have one experience that I remember, and this was so long ago. It was horrible. And the way that it shows up when an actress is having insecurities like that is that she hates everything. She hates all the clothes on the rack. And let me just say, I don't bring 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 options. I bring like 30, 40 options, right? So there's a lot of clothes on that rack. And she was just going through everything and hated it all, trying it on, hated it all. And that was a disaster. And in the end, it comes down to, she just wasn't happy with herself and how she looked. So that's the way that plays out. But that's really the only time I remember having any experience like that. I mean, I had a lot of nice conversations with women. You know, it's very intimate, the work that I do. Women are getting undressed with me, right? So we have some nice conversations that can, you know, reveal some things about their lives and how they feel. But generally speaking, they're professionals and they handle it like pros, and they get dressed and do the picture, everything as they should.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you shared that one. And I've seen you in a photo where literally the entire table was full of clothes and there was racks behind you. So like 40 outfits seems like an understatement compared to the photo I saw.
I bring the store to the shoot is what I do.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Love your social media. Now, I know that you have a free gift, and I would love to know, what is happening next? What do you have going on in your world?
Yeah. So I have a free gift for your listeners, and this is going to be really great for anyone who's looking to up their on-camera style, right? So this could be if you're going on video, this could be for your Zoom calls, but this is also just about amping up your presentation, right? So it's a free style quiz, and it's called What's Your On-Camera Style? And it helps you tap into your it factor, because that is the inner spark that lights up every room you enter. So it's a really fun quiz. It's looking at a lot of pictures of clothing and answering fun questions. So super quick, super fun, and it's free. So I'd love to offer this to your listeners.
Yes. And everyone listening, I'm going to put it down in the show notes. I've made it that easy for you. So just go ahead and click it. And all of Alicia's information will be down below too. So you can go follow her. Trust me, I'm loving her reels and her social media. There's so many clothes, like so many.
Yes, there are a lot of clothes. I just actually was styling a commercial last week. And so maybe that was the one you saw with all the racks. But yeah, lots of clothes, lots of fun advice I share, practical tips, just to help make getting dressed easier.
You're just, you know, just doing a commercial. No big deal. I love how you throw that out. And where can we follow you at? Where should we go?
Well, the best place to go is my website, alishalankin.com, because I've got a blog section on there that's got so much free styling advice with lots of style tutorials and videos. So my website, alishalankin.com, is definitely the best place to go. And also, as you mentioned, I'm having a lot of fun on Instagram with Reels. So I'm at alisha_NYC on Instagram.
Perfect. Well, I just want to say, first of all, thank you so much. You've been just amazing, such an amazing guest. And look at us, Aquarius, celebrating our birthdays. So I want to tell everyone to please go follow her and follow her journey. Show her your lipstick with your sweatpants. Show me too, because I'm going to be rocking it in like a week. With that being said, everyone, go like, subscribe, push the buttons, and do the things. And I will see you next week with a brand new episode and a brand new guest. Goodbye.